Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Yud Mishnah Zayin and Parak Yud Mishnah Ches. After saying the bracha of Geula, finishing up Magid, we drink the second cup of wine, then we eat matzah maror, and then eat the Shulchan Aruch, eat the festive meal at the Seder. The Mishnah now, Parak Yud Mishnah Zayin, is going to describe the rest of the Seder as it continues after the meal. Says the Mishka Mazgulokos Shlishi, they would mix and serve and pour the third cup of wine for the person leading the Seder. Mevarech al mezono, then they would, with this third cup, make birchas hamazon, the special bracha that we make always after we have bread. And then revi, then they would mix and serve the fourth cup of wine, the final of the arba kosos, gomer alav es halel, and with this fourth cup, they would complete and finish halel v'omer alav, Birkas Hashir, and with this fourth cup, they would also recite the Birkas, the blessing of the song. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim has a machlokas regarding what exactly Birkas Hashir means. Some identify it as the bracha recited at the end of Hal, the bracha of Yehalelucha, and until Melech Mulal Batish Pachos. Others identify it as Nishmas Kol Chatev Reches Shimcha and Shocheinat and all of that, Yishtabach and so on. As the Bar Tanura points out, we have the minhag of saying all of these things. So whether you hold that it's the end of Hal, or you hold that it's these songs that we typically say as a part of davening on a Shabbos and Yontif, regardless, we say all of it as on this fourth cup of wine. Now, of the four cups of wine, two are drunk before the meal, two are drunk after the meal. The Mishnah is going to discuss whether one may drink between these two pairs of cups. Says the Mishnah, Bein hakosos halalu, between these two pairs of cups, meaning during the meal itself, then imrotza lishtos yishteh, if a person wants to drink more wine, he may certainly do so, because one who drinks wine with food is unlikely to get drunk. Bein hashlishi l'revi lo yishteh, but between the third and the fourth cups of wine, he may not drink extra wine, because he might then become drunk at that time, when nothing is being eaten anymore. Continuing now with Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, as we learn a special halacha that applies specifically at the very, very end of the meal. Says the Mishnah of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikom, and famously you're not allowed to, you can't end the meal after eating the Karban Pesach with dessert, because the taste of the Karban Pesach must remain in our mouths. So once the Afikom and the dessert is eaten, no more food can be eaten. Now, the following discussion is going to also pertain really to the Karban Pesach. The one who starts eating the Karban in one place is usher on a midaraisa level. It's not allowed on a midaraisa, on a Torah level, to finish it in a second place. The Chachamim, the rabbis, added that even someone who fell asleep while eating the Karban may not continue when he wakes up, because that looks like he's eating it in a second place. However, the Mishnah is going to cite a machlokas about this decree made by the Chachamim. It says the Mishnah, Yashnu Miktasan Yochlu, that if some members of a group fell asleep while eating the Karban Pesach, while others stayed awake, says the Mishnah, those who fell asleep may continue to eat when they wake up, because they are part of a group that stayed awake. Kulan lo yochlu. But if everyone fell asleep, then they certainly may not continue to eat when they wake up. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnamnemu yochelu. It's all dependent on how deep their sleep was. That if they, meaning the few people who fell asleep, they simply dozed off. They didn't totally go into a deep sleep, took a quick little cat nap. So they may certainly continue to eat when they make up, as the previous Tana said. Nirdemu lo yochlu. But if they fell asleep deeply, then they may not continue to eat afterwards, regardless of whether others stayed awake. That according to Rabbi Yossi, and this is how we pass, and as the Bar Tanura points out, group members who fell asleep may continue to eat only if they merely dozed off, and some members of the group remained awake the entire time. But if they fell into a deep sleep, their participation in the meal came to a complete end. As such, they are forbidden to rejoin in all circumstances, even if the meal was continued by others while they were asleep. According to the Tanakama, however, it makes no difference whether they dozed or slept deeply. Either way, since some members of the group remained awake, the group meal was not interrupted, and those who fell asleep may rejoin it. quick review. Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin discussed the continuation of the meal. Told us that they would after the meal they're going to pour and mix a third cup of wine, make birchas hamazon, and they're going to have a fourth cup of wine. They're going to finish up halal and see the birchas hashir, the various songs, the end of halal, and so on and so forth. Then there was a machlokas. Can one? Then there was a discussion regarding the in between the first two cups on the one hand, which is the first group, and the third and fourth cup on the other hand. So the Mishnah said that if a person wants to drink in between those two groups, meaning during the meal, you certainly may do so, because you're not going to get drunk while you're eating and drinking. However, between the third and the fourth cup, you may not drink anymore, because at that point, you're no longer allowed to eat, and we're nervous that a person is going to get drunk at that point. Then Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches told us the important halacha that you can't eat anything after the afikomen, that has to be the last thing in your mouth. The taste of the carbon Pesach should be the last thing that a person eats. Then the Mishnah concluded by a discussion regarding a person who would eat the Karban Pesach. What if they fell asleep? So according to the Tanakam, if some members of a group fell asleep but others stayed awake, then they can continue to eat the Karban Pesach when they wake up, even though normally if you fall asleep you can, because it looks like you moved to a different place. But as long as there are other people there, you are okay. But if everyone falls asleep, says the Tanakam, then you may not continue to eat when they wake up. However, Biosi Pazkin like says that it's all about the kind of sleep that happens. That according to him, group members who fell asleep may continue to eat only if they simply dozed off and some members of the group remained awake the entire time. But if they fell into a deep sleep, then their participation is done and they may no longer eat the Karban Pesach. Have a great day.